Given that your view is it's going to replace the monetary system, when you get that Google check, do you turn it into Bitcoin or
about 90%.
Regardless of what the price of Bitcoin is at that point.
I don't care because I'm playing this game for the end game. Most people don't invest that long, but this is different. This is Bitcoin. This is a technology, which is almost like it is a protocol. Protocols is just a means of communications. A means of communications is exactly like English. Do you think English is going to die sometime soon? No. If you understand that, you'll understand this is not going to die within your lifetime.
Guys, Matt Haycox here, and welcome to another episode of the Matt Haycox Show. I've got with me today crypto expert and special guest, Da Vinci. We're here filming in Dubai, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell me, I mean, you're American, obviously. I mean, we've got some common...
No. Why? Obviously. I'm from Chile. I came all the way from Chile to Dubai. I was living in Chile for 8 years, actually.
Oh, really? I thought you were joking. You are American, though.
No.
Are you from Chile?
No.
I'm completely confused about what the fuck's going on here now.
Actually, I was raised in Canada, but I was born in Trinidad.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I was going to use all that to a lead on to ask when you came to Dubai and what brought you here. I'm always curious when I meet, let's say, fellow expats in Dubai. We all seem to have a story to tell, and it normally involves a very quick, swift appearance here.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, how I got here basically is... I was living in Chile and my friends were saying, come to Dubai, Habibi, come to Dubai. And I'm like, whatever, I know. But there's zero taxes. You're going to love the taxes. It's zero, 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 zero. I kept saying, yeah, whatever, right? Because I know how to manage the tax man very well.
Had you been to Dubai before?
No. Well, actually, I went on a vacation one time, months before I decided to move, right? Went there to hang out with the boys, with Carl from the Moon, Chris, Crypto Jack, right? And a few other guys. And so we hung out for a while at the what was it called? The Blue Waters?
Oh, yeah.
Caesar's Palace. And that was lots of fun, right? We had a lot of fun. The week and a half that I stayed here in Dubai. But then I went back to Chile and I was like, Dubai, whatever. But one of the things you just don't really understand the freedom you have once you don't have to worry about filing taxes. I'm like, damn, I don't have to report anything to the government anytime. Do you know how much time you free up from that? I mean, I'm trying to refile a US tax document because I get paid by Google and I happen to get paid in my US account. I have to file a whole bunch of documents explaining where I live and whether or not I'm going to be taxed. And I'm going to be taxed 30% because I live here in Dubai.
I mean, I was going to say, even though you're living here, mm-hmm. having the American tie, I mean, that kind of subjects you to lifetime worldwide taxation.
But I'm not American. Right. But I'm still going to pay the American taxes anyways because there's no tax treaty between Dubai and the United States. So too bad.
Well, I guess as much as no one wants to be paying tax, given what I'm about to say, you've got plenty of spare dollars for that. Because I heard when I was doing some research for this that in 2013 you did a video saying that people should be buying Bitcoin, which at that point was a dollar.
Yeah, well, actually, it was 2013 I did that video. The price was not a dollar, but I was just telling my subscribers, like, because they were commenting on my video saying, I wouldn't even put in a dollar into this Bitcoin crap. This shit coin called Bitcoin. That's when Bitcoin was the first shit coin because it was the only coin. Back in 2011, actually, they were making fun of me because in 2011 is when I first discovered Bitcoin, when it was only a dollar. My lowest price was 67 cents. But anyways, I started doing videos once I realized, oh my God, this is going to work, right? I thought, oh my God, I was going to be the hero of the gold and silver community because I found a monetary system that the government can't manage. Once I realized that this was going to work, I said in my next video, every once in a while, something comes along that makes poor people rich because they bought it really, really cheap. This is one of them because this is going to replace our monetary system one day. And I explained why. And I thought I was going to be a hero, but people thought I was crazy. People had thought I lost my mind. That first video got 751 dislikes in the first day. And people hated it. People thought I had completely lost my mind. What are you bonkers going to tell us to buy this magic internet money? No way. Everybody was totally against it. And I I kind of understand why, but I thought, you know, if I just explained it, right, you'll see the light. You'll see that you're able to transfer wealth from one place to another with nobody stopping you. That's the huge thing. No one could rob you in between. Can you imagine trying to move gold, right? Let's just assume the government was not the problem, but just thieves. That's even a thing in and of itself, just moving gold from one place to another without worrying about thieves trying to rob you.
And when you talk about it replacing the monetary system, I mean, what do you think is, you know, a realistic timescale in your expectations for that to happen?
Realistic timescale? Well, I think from the inception, I believe because we have the internet and information gets disseminated really fast with the internet, I think this time around, it doesn't take, the last time we changed the monetary system, it took over 100 years for people to really change, really get into it, right? For example, moving from gold and silver to paper money, 100 years. This time we have like a lot of information. People are watching videos. They're learning a lot faster than they used to in the past. So there will be an adoption curve that's very rapid one day. All of a sudden, when we go into the next bull run, maybe not the next one, but the next one after that, it will be every single person practically that's involved in Bitcoin all at once. It will be a massive, massive rush. And I would predict anywhere from the next 10 to 15 years that's going to happen. This is 1,000 times better than the money you use. In fact, I hope the European Union please institutes their CBDC where, you know what? You could only have 3,000 euros and you could only spend it here and spend it there. You could spend only a certain amount. When we tell you, oh my God, that is so beautiful, because you'll know, yeah, I don't like that. I think I should use something else. Duh.
I mean, there's so many different questions I could ask and avenues we could go down on this. But one thing that I can never get my head around, not get my head around, but people always say, I wish I bought Bitcoin back then. Or people go, I wish I'd have seen your video and bought it for a dollar. I guess I find that the reality of that would be, look, if I'd have bought Bitcoin for a dollar back in 2013 or 11 or you know, whatever time period we're talking, there is no way I would still be sat on those same coins now. You know, when my dollar had become, obviously I'm not putting a dollar and putting 10k, 100k, whatever the figure is, when my dollars turned into $2 or three or five or whatever number we pick, the reality is me and probably, you know, so many other people would have cashed out, you know, withdrawn at that point, you know, if not all of it, so certainly a substantial amount of it. So, you know, when people go, oh, if I'd have bought that Bitcoin for a dollar and it's now 20k or whatever, you know, I'd be a billionaire. But the reality is people would never ever have ridden the wave that far. As someone who was in at the beginning, how have you behaved with your money and how do you answer that question?
Well, I know a lot of people waited on until the 2017 run-up, right? Before they actually cashed in their Bitcoin. So that is the false.
Well, so
because some people,
no,
yes.
I'm not saying no.
I know a lot
I'm
of people.
Nobody,
yes,
yeah.
I think a lot of people did do what you said, because I do know more people who actually cashed out on the run-up to 2017 and did not hold that whole time when they should have. And even before that, right? I remember when I first started talking about Bitcoin, a lot of people just didn't know how to hold Bitcoin. And so I held it for them. I held it for a lot of my viewers. I showed them their address. I showed them how to look it up so they could see that, you know, I'm not trying to take their money. It's right there. You can see if it moves, then you know that I'm taking it, blah, 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 right? So I made it clear, right? That how to see this, right? I'm not like, what's it called? Grayscale. Oh, we can't show you the Bitcoins, but we got them. But anyways, yeah, so I showed them. And then as it ran up from the lows of $2 in the 2013 run up, I remember getting phone calls from all the people where it was around $50. Okay, I want my money. Sell it, sell, sell, sell. It's at $50. Forget it. Let's sell. I'm like, hold on, this is going to replace their money. You have to wait for that day. That's the day. You gotta wait. It's gonna be worth way more than this. No. Sell it all. Sell it. Why don't you just sell half? No. Sell it all. And yeah, most people cashed out that I held their Bitcoins for during the 2011 when I was telling them to buy. Cashed out around $50 and really never got back to the prices that they cashed out on. It never did. And so I felt sorry for them, but you know, that's what they wanted. And so I actually gave them the cash and took the coins. But yes, you know what I mean? So
and given that your view is it's going to replace the monetary system, how do you behave with Bitcoin and your own, I guess, your personal money, personal net worth? I mean, obviously, you're talking a minute ago about getting paid by Google, for example. I mean, you know, you're getting paid in fiat. What percentage of your income or net worth, or however you want to look at it, do you keep in crypto versus money? When you get that Google check, do you turn it into Bitcoin? Or
yeah, about 90%.
Regardless of what the price of Bitcoin is at that point, 18K today, 22K today, you don't go,
oh, I don't care, because I'm playing this game for the end game where it's money. And then it's like, how did you do that? Right? Well, that's why people call me the OG. That's why I was given this ring for free, because I represent diamond hands. That's some serious diamond hands. Now, I know that most people don't invest that long. They invest in businesses for a short while. As soon as it booms, that's it. You get out and walk away. Because, you know, business can fail over time. As they get bigger, they become behemoth. They become like government. They become useless. They can't pivot. And they destroy. They self-destruct. Yes, I get that. But this is different. This is Bitcoin. This is a technology, which is almost like it is a protocol. Protocol is just a means of communication. Means of communications is exactly like English. Do you think English is going to die sometime soon? No. Yes. So if you understand that, right, then you'll understand this is not going to die within your lifetime or within 1,000 lifetimes.
And do you do any trading? Do you ride any waves with it, or are you just buying to hold?
I do trading, of course. I invest in other projects and stuff like that, and then I, you know, cash back into Bitcoin.
I mean, when you're buying things in day-to-day life, I mean, obviously not in the shops, but I mean, if you were buying something from somebody who is happy to be paid in Bitcoin, I mean, do you pay in Bitcoin?
Yes, I do. Most of my employees are paid in Bitcoin, actually. And also, when I pay for my flights, when I pay for my first class tickets, I don't want to transfer that kind of cash to the banking system. They'd be like, what you doing? Why are you doing that? Please explain. We're gonna have to put a hold on that. And when they do that, I'm like, this is why I use crypto, so I don't have to hear this nonsense.
Obviously, you say Bitcoin was thought of as shitcoin at the beginning because it was the only one. I mean, obviously, now we're saying it's a good thing because, or it's here to stay because it's a protocol, because it's a language. I guess you could apply that to many of the other coins that are shitcoins. How does, you know, the novice listener, the novice viewer, how do they differentiate between the good and the bad? What are the warning signs to watch out for when you're looking to invest in other crypto?
Well, when you're looking to invest in other crypto, there's a lot of warning signs you can look for. One is if it's too good to be true, it is. If anybody tells you that it's gonna 100x, 200x, run. Run the other way, just don't even bother talking to them. If they like to talk about their family and their kids, run. If they like to talk about how, oh, you know what, I'm a philanthropist, I like giving my money away, run.
Definitely run.
Run. So those are some of the basic flags you should look for to avoid when you're out there planning to invest in any kind of cryptocurrencies. My favorite is when I talk to the CEO and all they talk about is their family, their kids, and their wives. Then I know you're running a scam, because you're trying to get me to like you, right? Not the technology.
So what other coins do you believe in? What else are you invested into?
Well, I'm invested into Ethereum, Binance Coin, of course, and many other cryptocurrencies that I'm spread out through my investment portfolio.
But presumably you don't see those as replacements to the monetary system.
I mean, not at all, not at all. In fact, the number one coin that I have relative to most people is Dogecoin and Shiba. But do I think they're going to replace the monetary system? No. But I do think they're going to do well, right? So because, you know, meme coins have lots of cool things that people love. One is that people love the group mentality, the group crowd of their peers, their younger peers, and that it's cute, it's funny, and you could with a small amount of money, you could hold a whole lot, because people suffer from unit bias.
Sure.
They just do. You can't, there's no way around that. You don't go into the grocery store and say, I want 1/100,000th of an apple, please. Yeah. No. No. Right? You want the whole apple. In fact, you might want two. So when it comes to Bitcoin, there's a lot of problems with unit bias, right? People feel that they don't want like a fraction of a Bitcoin, right? They just feel like they're getting nothing.
So talk about NFTs. You've had an NFT project yourself?
Yes, my NFT project was Davitar. It sold out on my birthday. It was launched on my birthday and sold out on my birthday. I had a small collection. It was basically for my diehard fans. They could gain access. One of the cool rewards that I gave my diehard fans is that they got 20-minute video with me to just chat with me. And man, you should have seen the smiles on their faces. Oh my God, they were like, it was like heaven for them. And you know what? I really appreciated it.
What is the theory behind your project? What's the utility?
Oh, well, that's one of the utilities. And other utilities, like other people get different things that have access to me. Like, for example, access to my private Telegram group, access to my token, access to trips and stuff like that later on. And so it's going to be lots of fun. We're going to have fun with that NFT. And there's only a small amount of them. So
how many did you release?
Only 915. So I want to keep it small. So it's just only for the true diehards.
How did you pick the number 915?
Why? Well, because my username, which is DaVinciJ15.
Yep.
The reason why it was DaVinciJ15 is because I never expected to be famous, and I never wanted to be famous. Actually, I looked at fame like, not going there. So I just thought I wanted a username that nobody else would take. No one else would think of. And DaVinciJ, believe it or not, would go, people would take that from places. And so DaVinciJ1 even they would take. So I needed something that, you know, no one would take. And obviously nobody's going to take DaVinciJ the 15th. No. And why 15? Because, well, 15 is my birthday. September the 15th actually is my birthday. And so that's why I did 915, because it's September 15th.
You've gone completely the opposite way that probably everybody else wants to go with names, don't they? Everyone wants to have, you know, like Da Vinci, but because they can't get Da Vinci, you know, they end up with DaVinciJ15. And you know, you look at them, you think, oh, why are you DaVinciJ15? Oh, because somebody else already took Da Vinci.
Yes, exactly.
Funny. Well, listen, it's been great having you here, buddy. It's been nice to meet you. And like I say, your name's been coming up a lot with other friends of mine. So hopefully I'll be seeing more of you in the future. I was going to say, tell everyone listening and watching where they can find you, but we've just said it's DaVinciJ15.
Yes.
But DaVinciJ15 on YouTube, on Instagram, all across the social channels.
Twitter, TikTok, yeah, everywhere.
Perfect. And guys, as always, I'm the Matt Haycox. That's TheMatthaycox on all things social and YouTube too. DaVinci, thanks a lot, buddy. See you again.
Thank you.